It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
Preventative health. It just makes good sense. We were supposed to be joined by Dr. Timothy Morley, an osteopathic doctor who is director of Women's Healthy Hormones and got his medical training out of Ohio. Dr. Morley can't make it today, but I am glad to take you through this. 45% of people over 85 require some daily assistance. 45%, that's over half. I think it's higher. Actually, I think that that's underreported because that's kind of reported through insurance channels. Well, 50% of that same population is over 85, has some degree of Alzheimer's disease. Heart disease, the number one cause of death in the United States, cancer all climbing, all these things. And so it comes down to what prevention do we need? Now, I want to talk a lot about hormones in this segment because that's what Dr. Morley was going to talk about. And I think that that's a very big piece of it. But understand that we have this craze of something called good idea disease in the United States. And what that is we read a paper or we get something in the mail or some friend of yours comes up, tells you all the amazing things that this product does, and you buy it, start taking it. Okay, that's bad. That's B-A-D, bad. That's wrong, okay? As an expert in integrative medicine, what I want you to start looking at for your prevention is, okay, that has some interesting research. I kind of like the idea, but do I need it? For example, my father, my grandfather, everyone in my family died of heart disease. I am 48 years old. I probably am genetically got some things moving me towards heart disease, but I also know that I want to try and prevent it. Now, as I've said in previous shows, I don't like lowering cholesterol. I think lowering cholesterol adds to senile dementia and Alzheimer's. But I like to prevent the conversion of cholesterol from healthy, wonderful, life-giving, spectacular cholesterol to rancid cholesterol, bad, cancer-causing stuff. And we do that with antioxidants. So I take alpha-lipoic acid, 600 milligrams a day, vitamin E, a high gamma tocopherol, 400 twice a day. I take some A and some D. So I take fat-soluble antioxidants, and I like a little amla or Indian gooseberry. These are wonderful, wonderful things that I've used in my practice for years. But I have a reason for using them. The research that I have, the numbers are spectacular with them. Then I also had to look at my hormones. So at 46 years old, I woke up and not everything woke up. Let's just put it that way. We're all adults here, except for the kids that are listening. The kids don't get that one. But for us, we know that we tend to wake up differently when we're younger than we're older. And also, when I'd exercise, it wouldn't work. I don't know how to describe it. Like, if I worked out, I would feel good the next day. I would feel strong. And then my clothes would fit a little bit better when I was working out. And I'd do those things and it stopped. So one night I had my testosterone run. Now the testosterone scale was 50 to 1180. That's crazy. I mean, no scale can be that big. That's like saying that you have size 4 shoes to size 10 shoes. Somewhere in there, anything in there is good for you. Well, obviously that doesn't work. So I went to see an expert on hormones, Dr. Brandon Chastellen, who's in my office. He was my former fellow. He's a cardiologist as well, so I trusted him. And I just didn't think he's going to put me on testosterone because he just wants everybody to bulk up and look huge. And he's like, look, low testosterone, risk heart disease. I'm like, oh my God, I'm taking all these antioxidants. I'm doing all these things that are smart. And right in front of me is low testosterone. So I went on a testosterone cream. The lights went on, meaning that as long as I get it checked every 3 to 6 months, my labs make sure I'm okay, I believe it's safe. I use a bioidentical. I don't use any of that underarm junk. I don't use any of the synthetic derivatives. I don't use Androdil or Chestin or any of that. I use a bioidentical cream that's literally made a mile from my house over at Clark's Pharmacy. And I feel better. When I work out, the muscles hold. When everything from my adult version of my 48-year-old sex life to how I go about playing sports was affected. It's our male hormone. So where that brings us, though, is do we have to get our hormones checked as a part of preventative medicine? And the answer is absolutely yes. Look, my father, when he was in his early 70s, died. He had Alzheimer's, senile dementia, heart disease, but my dad had his musculature. He had his body with him. He held his hormones, you could tell. He had that aggressiveness that I never really cared for that much, but wrong segment, right? But he kind of kept it. I didn't have that anymore. I needed to run that, check it, and I needed to go on therapeutic levels of bioidentical hormone. I also learned at that time that my thyroid was very sluggish. I don't take thyroid hormone. I take a thyroid support product in order to do that. That's something that I learned. Now, again, I'm not taking a thyroid support product because it's a good idea. I'm taking it because my lab values of my thyroid were low normal. And when I take a thyroid support product, they go up. So I'm not guessing. I'm not doing good idea disease. I'm taking something because I have a specific need. But at 48 now, I was able to finally lose weight. I am working out and I have the desire to work out. That was the weird thing about it. Is all of a sudden when I woke up after being on the hormones for a few days, I'm like, man, I want to go to the gym. I want to go get a lacrosse ball, throw it up against the wall, which is something I used to just do to empty my head. It was a sport I played in college. I got better. So does preventing disease, preventing serious illness mean that you have to check your hormones? The answer is absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I got kind of a quick funny story about this. When I was 45, I woke up. It was my birthday. I woke up, look over. I put CNN on. There's a commercial with some guy sailing with a light beard. It says, if you're 45 and over, do you have low T? I'm like, no way. Not on my birthday. That did not just happen. But they market it because it's true. Somewhere between about 40 and 45, men are losing their hormones. And that's when you got to get it checked. And make sure you check all of them. Check the estrogens as well, guys, as well as the testosterone and the thyroid. Now, as far as women, it's different. Women have different symptoms, obviously, before they go through menopause and before that. But I'll tell you the factors that I use about whether women should use bioidentical hormones. Number one is, do you have bone loss and vaginal dryness? If you have those two symptoms, then most likely your body's not making enough estrogen. And look, you can't just wait and hope with bone loss and with vaginal dryness. You can't do that. You need to probably get on bioidentical hormone. The second phase of mood swings, hot flashes, all of that, they're important, obviously, and they're factors in using hormones, but sometimes I can use hormone support for those, things that will naturally increase your estrogens to cool you off, or just use progesterone. But when it's the big issue with you gals is whether you can get away without estrogens to control your symptoms and bones, or with estrogens, do you need it? Because you always want to avoid taking an extra estrogen if you don't have to. Now, for those women who need estrogen, there's a couple tips. One is, please don't use synthetic hormone. I'm an integrative doc. I can pull my script pad out and send you to a Walgreens, and I can pull my script pad out and send you to a compounding pharmacy. For me, the evidence is so overwhelming to not use synthetic hormones that I believe it's almost malpractice to do it. Now, look, if your medical doctor has you on synthetic estrogens and you feel good on them, you want to stay on them, stay on them. But I think it's dangerous. I think only using bioidentical hormones. The other thing is, ladies, if you can just use estriol and you do not need estradiol, that's something you need to consider as well. But either way, men and women, right around age 45 or so, or early or later, depending on symptoms, for prevention, for any healthy prevention, you've got to run the hormones. Hormoneeducation.com, that's where Dr. Morley's at. You can find him there and find a lot of information on that. Preventative health is hormonal health. They are connected. Get to your doctor, 45 and over, unless you have symptoms, run them even younger. Thyroid, estrogens, testosterones, both men and women, get those things checked to be healthy. This is the Heart of Integrative Medicine and Radio MD.